This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. Many undocumented immigrants in California are now eligible for the state's version of Medicaid. The change is expected to cost $2.5 billion a year, but it could save money too, Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall explains.
For a decade, Jonathan Mejia with St. John's Community Health has been sitting down with low-income immigrants in Southern California, many undocumented, to help them pay for health care.
We would definitely have to explain how the programs work, what the programs require. They're very fearful of enrolling or applying into these programs due to immigration statuses.
In the new year, those conversations got easier now that all low-income undocumented immigrants in the state are eligible for health care coverage.
Now we let them know it's an insurance, so they are able to see a lot more specialists, a lot more providers. If they're diabetic, they can go ahead and see different types of diabetic specialists at no cost.
His network of clinics has signed up 13,000 existing patients for the newly available insurance. And hundreds more who haven't been served by these clinics before are now coming through the doors. Julia Gillat with the Migration Policy Institute says it's a notable expansion.
We have seen other states start to move in this direction, but in most states, people who don't have legal status aren't eligible for public health insurance.
The expansion adds to the $37 billion Medi-Cal program. Some of that expense may bring savings elsewhere, says Stanford's Adrienne Sabatee. She studied healthcare costs among undocumented people in New York City with chronic conditions.
Quite a few of these individuals used actually the emergency department setting for things that could be treated in the primary care context.
To test the impact of primary care, they set people up with doctor's appointments. As a result, fewer people needed to go to the emergency room and were able to
save about $500 in emergency department charges.
Which makes sense.
On average, emergency care is more expensive than preventative treatment.
Drishti Pillai is with Health Policy Research Group, KFF. She says researchers have found immigrants actually pay more into the healthcare system than they get out of it.
Whereas for U.S. citizens, the amount that they spend on taxes and on health insurance premiums is less on average than the healthcare that they utilize.
In other words, immigrants, undocumented immigrants in particular, subsidize healthcare for the U.S. born. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.